Hello and welcome to The Nature of Beauty, a podcast that explores and celebrates the shifting seasons and unearthing of our unique selves through style, skincare, color, and beauty. I'm Kate.
I'm Mary.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're glad you're here.
I want to talk a little bit about something a little deeper that I'm experiencing because of that wardrobing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's back up then. Welcome, everyone, to The Nature of Beauty. I'm Kate.
I'm Mary.
I'm Amanda.
We're going to try to do better with saying who we are or telling you, you know, speaking yes. each other's names, as we've heard it's hard to figure out who's saying what.
Yes.
So, Mary, you were going to say something that you...
Thank you, Kate.
I did a
wardrobing. What does that mean? I was in a gal's closet on Tuesday. Younger gal. She's 21. Yeah. Young woman.
Yeah.
Beautiful young woman. She just graduated college. Or no, she still has, she's in her senior year in marching band, and she's going to dental school.
Yeah.
So she needs clothes to apply to dental school, as well as clothes that are comfortable for a student and athletic clothes that are good for marching band.
Multifunctional.
So I was there to hopefully get some clothes together for her, but what we really did was we unloaded the past. And so often when this happens, when I'm in anyone's closet, I see their buying history. I can see what was going on. And what was going on in this case was mom's love language is to buy for her daughter, which is lovely, but it can also be claustrophobic, and it can also create a stagnation, because those are not necessarily clothes that the daughter is going to wear.
Right.
They're just clothes that were given to her, bought for her. And so all of these clothes that are not worn make it difficult to see the ones that you want to wear.
Mm.
And it keeps us in a little bit of a paralysis in our style.
Yeah.
So what we did that day was to... was to really take out the dross, take out all the old clothes, and I sound like a broken record, but it's basically three questions that we continue to ask per item. Do you like it? Does it fit you? Do you wear it? And if you answer yes to any of those, then we re-examine the piece. Yes, you like it. No, it doesn't fit you. No, you don't wear it. Okay, so we know you like it.
Right.
What
is it?
What is it about that
right.
piece that you like? So we'll keep that piece aside so that we understand the style so that we can buy it again in a different way. But answering no to those questions, do I like it? Do I wear it? Does it fit? Typically tells us that we've purchased something that doesn't work for us.
Mm.
We've purchased something for another reason. And that got me to thinking beyond this girl and a broad net for most of us, that there's this natural undercurrent, this push among us to get somewhere, to get ready for something, to prepare for what's next. And in the past, as we were hunters and gatherers, or in the past of our lives, that might have been beneficial. But now, especially after the COVID pause, there's really nothing that is pushing us that hard to get out there and buy, except the habit of fall coming and the season and maybe summer sales. And I say, easy, ladies. Take a breath. It's not beneficial.
Or urgent.
It's not urgent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important. We really need to take a breath and look at what we have. Do we have enough? Do we wear it? Do we wear what we have? Because if we're wearing everything we have, then great. If you have a need, well, let's talk about the need. Let's write it down. Let's make a list. And I guess the bottom line, I know I'm giving you all a soliloquy, but the bottom line is to approach dressing and our style and shopping as we would any other investment. What's your intention? What do you need?
Right.
Do you need bras?
Right.
Do you need underwear? Do you need athletic wear? Do you need cute tops? Do you need going out tops? Do you need some wedding outfits? What do you need?
Right. And then will you be done?
And then will you be done there? So can you go out someplace and shop just for that and come back home?
Focused.
It's a new muscle. It's like me trying to work my bicep now. I don't need to do the whole arm thing. I need to really just focus on that bicep. What do you need in your wardrobe?
Right.
And we talk about wardrobe, Amanda, but you and I know with how we chat that it's more than that. It's about our lives.
Right. True.
It goes to our house.
Right.
And buying more for the house and
anything and everything.
And we go, we're cyclical.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes there are pauses. And then there are other times you're like, okay, so now there are these five voids that I have obviously held off on. And up until this point, it was just fine. And now it is no longer fine.
It's no longer fine.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip side is don't buy just because you need it so quickly. Like, don't settle. That's what I mean. Just because you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's
yes.
the other thing.
Uh-huh.
And I know I have been guilty of that too, where I'll think, okay, we are so three quarters there and I have this coming up. Okay, just seize the moment on this. And then, well, there's still that quarter. And then I'm left, you know, either still looking for something or before or after the event or fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So you really, again, still have to slow down even
yes.
after you have that need list.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because often you have something that you can wear just fine in
right.
your wardrobe.
It's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry.
It's exactly the same
thing.
I totally agree, Amanda. I totally agree.
You're just
so
hungry for something different.
With this young woman, her mom came in and we had just gone through this stack of clothes and we separated them into memories that she gets to keep.
Yeah. You and the 21-year-old.
Yep.
Yeah.
What she wears now and she wants to continue to wear and what is ready to go to be donated. And
exactly.
there was this pile of fairly new stuff that is donated. And mom came in and said, well, I just bought that for you. Oh, honey. And she lifted each one up. And she, isn't this cute? This is so cute. I said, stop.
Yeah. We've just
stop.
Done this. What do you... Yeah.
This is your love language, to give to her, to give gifts to her.
Right.
It's not working for her. How do you feel? And I asked the young girl to speak, and she said, Mom, I feel like I can't breathe when you do that, and like I can't speak to you. And so we taught the daughter how to speak to the mother.
Right.
That is cute, Mom. I don't want it.
Right.
And
or
how,
it's your style, but not mine.
It's your style, but not mine.
Right.
So that it's easy to impose on our
right.
young daughters and even adult daughters.
Yeah. Or friends.
Or friends. And that's
fill in
why
the blank of whoever you go shopping
I
with.
Said to this chick, it's time for you to shop alone. Shop means not buy, it means shop.
Take it in.
So I want you to go out and see what you dig. What do you
right.
dig? Oh, I've never tried that kind
yeah.
of top on. I like it. Try it on. Ooh. I like how it all works.
Right.
That's finding your style.
Right.
So I just needed to say that because I feel like it's a deep undercurrent in our lives. And now that we're reopening, I think that there is this natural cycle to go out and get and buy and accumulate. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you like. But it doesn't help always to satisfy what it is we're looking for, unless it's purchased with
intention.
Great discernment and intention.
Correct.
Okay, I needed to say that.
It's true.
I feel better. I do. I do. Yeah. It's a style is evolving as we evolve, as our lives change and our bodies change and age changes us. How we wear clothes changes.
Right.
And we need colors to be graceful change with ourselves, but also recognize if there is a backlog of too many things in our closets. Then if you buy something, get rid of two.
Right. That's something I was going to say, a comment, as someone who's not a style expert in any way. I know that for me, if I have a closet full of clothes, even if I don't wear or don't like or they don't fit half of those, I still look at a closet full of clothes and go, probably shouldn't buy any. I have plenty of clothes. But really, I have half a closet worth of clothes because I've got all those clothes in there that I don't like,
good
don't
point
fit.
Good
right point. That, what was the third one? I don't wear. Mm-hmm. So you look at this whole thing and you go,
yeah,
I have nothing to wear. Well, that
out
can be real.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I think that's the other pieces of the other piece of letting go of some of those pieces that
right
don't fit in those categories, or even if they only meet one. If it fits me, but I don't like it and I don't wear it, it's still got to go.
Yes, exactly. It's still going to hang there.
And it's going to stare at me and make me
right
feel guilty every
so
time I buy something new.
So it's probably a good idea that before you go shopping to go through your wardrobe.
Yes. I think it's always a good idea, if you can, go through your wardrobe. And if
yes
it, if you need someone to be there with you, I'm happy to be there with you. Or someone you trust. But go through each item.
Go through. Just
each
like
hanger.
I mean, we all do it going through our hot homes.
Uh-huh.
We go through our sheets. We go
yeah
through our pillows.
Yeah.
We go through our duvet. You know, come the season, we do it with everything else. And yet somehow,
mm-hmm,
with our wardrobes.
We do it with our refrigerators.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pantries.
That's
I'm not sure what the hang-up, no pun intended,
no
for wardrobing is. But
well, I feel like right now we're in the middle, though. We're not...
Because of the season you
yeah, we're not transitioning. So it's this dead time where it's solidly summer, but it's been solidly summer, and it's going to be solidly summer.
Well...
So it's that, like...
That is true
in between time.
But I'll tell you what, sister. The season is... We're heading into midsummer, and that's a different fish from the beginning of summer.
Ooh, we
tell
got me, some.
Tell.
The color is a little bit more deeply saturated. We're not wearing as much pure white by itself. We're starting to add more shadows. Have you noticed the sun setting a little
yeah
earlier? Have you noticed
yeah
the sun rising a little later? That gives us a little bit more depth coming into our summer clothes. So we're bringing out some of our blued grays and our grayed blues and our deeper reds, and the light is changing a touch. I mean, my garden is changing. It's
yeah
not as
colors
as in
yeah
full bloom as it was in June.
Yeah. Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's still that, and maybe more so. I don't know. We had some hot days in June. I'm just trying to think about that, like, muggy sun beating down on you, all you want are these gauzy fabrics that don't touch you, and
yeah,
that's different. That's different than June, isn't it?
Yes,
that's
jersey. Yeah,
that is like.
Well, and I do want to say too that the ultimately when we do pare down our wardrobes, like you had said, Kate, that you have maybe half of a workable wardrobe in there right now. If you can heave ho what doesn't work, doesn't fit, or that you don't like. What this young woman said was, I feel so free.
Mm.
I feel so myself. Like I can go into my closet and blindfold, reach in and pull anything out, and it's going to be fabulous.
Right. Agreed. Talk about a burden lifted.
It was. It's just it's a fabulous process. So I invite you each to try it yourselves. And if it's too hard to go through everything, pick a drawer.
Yeah.
Take that drawer out of your dresser and bring it into the TV area and go through it. And make two piles or three piles. Give away, give to your daughter, give to your friend. Donate, keep.
Yes.
And it's all about now. Might you lose weight? Sure.
Sure.
You might lose weight, but chances are, unless it's a really pricey outfit, you're not going to be wearing that same old thing. If you lose weight, you're going to want to buy something new.
Right. This is true.
Let it go. And don't buy as much. Don't buy twos of things that you like. This is the biggest problem I find when I go into a wardrobe, is that there's that fabulous lace-up t-shirt in white and in navy. You don't need both. Pick one. You're not going to wear both. I guarantee one is going to almost kick the tags
Same
out.
Same with shoes.
Same with anything. Don't buy twos of it. If you love it, then you can buy it on sale when it goes on sale in a month or two after you've been wearing it like crazy.
Probably in a month or two, you're going to say, that's enough of that one. I love it so much. I've worn it like crazy. Yes. Now I'm ready for a different shape or cut or color.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. Well, of course, then Mary says, I am the exception. Because one thing I know is that I have a summer uniform.
Yeah.
I kind of wear the same thing every day, but different pieces. But I wear cream, off-white, white.
Cafe latte.
And that's pretty much it. And I wear that all summer. That's all I wear.
I see this now.
It's delicious.
So when
not
I found
colors I would ever choose to wear.
Well, no, yeah.
It's me though.
Yeah. It is.
It's
I'm just
so
I
me.
Love it.
So when I found this 3/4 length sleeve at Ann Taylor Loft, I bought 3 of them. I bought 3 of them, and they went on sale, and I bought another one because I wear.
They're your rotation.
I do.
And you like a fresh cream white or whatever your white is.
I like
you
a
like
fresh,
a, yeah.
creamy,
yeah.
snug t-shirt
yeah.
with a little white cami
yeah.
under it, cream-colored pants and white shoes.
Done.
Stop it. Or a little skirt and a white scarf. Oh!
It's true. It's good.
Good.
So that's the exception.
It's
if you
good.
Know you're going to wear it. And that's all I wear.
And you get such a lovely tan. So it, it's
oh,
this.
You.
It offsets it so beautifully.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Good guys.
Mm-hmm. Next time you see me, I'm going to look even different. I'm nervous. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
What's happening? Share with the class.
Well,
to be continued.
Okay. We'll wait.
Oh, yes. Let's do
silence.
It.
Let's wait.
Do you have a summer wardrobe, Amanda?
You would think so, but no.
Okay.
I have learned, though, that because of this summer, this is the lightest I've ever been in my hair coloring, that I have had a distinct color shift in what were my go-to summer staples of years past.
Interesting.
Like, I hadn't really done a summer shopping replacement for a while because I had pieces that I loved and a uniform. But then this year, either it was too dark or it was too washed out or, you know, fill in the blank, which I had never had before. So this year is a year of some more saturation, a different color palette. Watermelons and corals and purples and pinks have been more interesting than blues, say, of the past, which is the fun part, right, of what we're talking about with the cycle of who we are.
Yes.
We're always changing.
And
so that's when it's a good reminder to be like, give yourself a break. It's okay. If you don't like things in your wardrobe, that's not the end all. So figure out what it is that's ticking you off about this piece that you love for multiple years. Is it the fit? Is it the color? Etc. And then take your notes from that and then go, you know, then you stay focused and intentional in your shopping. And then you feel
your style this year has just been so happy.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's been.
You've done those paper bag,
high
waist pants, and little crappy tight tees.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just made your body happy.
A go to sandal with a snake skin. Mm-hmm. Who am I? But it's because the snake skin is similar to my hair coloring. Mm-hmm. It's a neutral for me. Snake skin print is a neutral.
Well, yes, it is.
Well, she just alluded to one of the greatest tips. one of your best shoe colors is your hair color.
Mm.
So if you can match what's going on with the depth of your hair with your shoe color, you're going to be so comfy.
So I bought these sandals late spring, and I have worn them pretty much every day. Am I ever sad about putting them on? No. Never.
They go with both skirts and
everything.
Pants. Nice mm-hmm. little wedge.
Yeah, so. I'm just saying. That's the fun part of figuring out your wardrobe. Once you've done the work in your wardrobe, mm-hmm. that's the fun
yep.
part of it.
Yeah.
Figuring out.
And just, this is what we do when we talk about a style consultation.
Right.
We can help people nail down what to look for in pants, in shoes, in tops, in dresses.
True. Yeah. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in the spring, we did a little challenge.
Drop
so roll. It was three fabrics, three colors, and three accessories
Ooh.
For summer.
Oh.
And you guys each came up with...
I don't remember my answers. Linen. I had to have a linen in there.
In the spring? You might have. So do you have for the summer, three fabrics? I mean, you could put your heads together.
Yeah.
That's fine. Three fabrics, three colors, and three...
Oh, absolutely.
Accessories for summer this year.
Well, let's
the rest
start
of the summer.
Accessories, because we know
midsummer,
two
you say. Midsummer. Let's do that. Things are starting to deepen.
I have... My favorite three colors are... White, cream,
yeah.
and a faded red, kind of a
Ooh,
watermelon red.
Lovely.
I have those three colors. Is that a lie? That's a lie. I don't have
Where's
white. I don't have cream. In scarves.
Yeah.
As well as clothes. And I use those scarves lately as a head wrap.
Yeah, baby.
I dig it.
So that's kind of my new thing.
Yeah, baby.
With a fabulous earring.
That's what I'm talking about, earring.
So I can wear... A
and
little bit of nothing.
Is a summer. That's a good
well, hello.
Summer. Right? All of the neck
Let's
showing.
Show, I mean, we got more skin showing.
Yeah.
Let's accessorize. Why
uh-huh.
not?
A nice dangly earring.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I see
Or
a
sweet stud, because I know some gals
yes,
don't
yeah,
like the dangle.
Yeah. Yeah.
But boy,
that.
There are some lightweight dangles out there.
So fabrics.
And by out there, we mean the
Oh,
studio.
I would say a cotton mesh, jersey, and linen.
Okay.
Agreed.
Yeah. Accessories?
Bangles.
Oh,
a crap load of arm bangles.
Bring it on.
I have a ring on my first finger and dangly earrings. I haven't done much with belts.
No.
Nope.
Perhaps a hat for a gal.
Oh, yes.
Hats make me
claustrophobic. I always keep one in my...
But Mary looks so cute in them, and she rocks them like
car.
Nobody's business.
Oh,
so,
thank
you.
So, you
know, to each their own. But that could very easily be someone's accessory of choice.
Do like it.
Yeah.
Do like
yes.
a hat.
You,
one of your finest accessories are your sunglasses.
I
Ooh.
Love my sunglasses.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put them on. Y'all can't see them, but I'm going to put them on so that the girls can help
oh,
you.
Oh, they are
oh,
perfect.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk
oh, yeah.
about them? I've had these
They're
a couple
perfect.
Years.
They're perfect.
I bought them at a store for like $30, and then I put my own prescription in them. Yes, yes, you can do that at your eye doctor's, and yes, you can have them polarized. I'm
what?
Just saying.
They're fabulous.
I had no idea.
So what color would we call these?
Melon.
Melon.
Yeah, heck yeah, melon.
And they have a
Peach.
Nice round lens, but they're kind of poindextery at the temple.
Uh-huh.
It's really cute.
Yeah, they're not Elton John.
They make me happy.
But they
and
are
it's a dark
every,
lens.
Yeah, yeah, it's
dark
a dark
green.
Lens. Yeah, yeah,
Very
yeah.
chic, très chic.
Dankeschön.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's true. That is one of my... That, yeah,
I
well said.
Temporarily lost my favorite sunglasses, and I felt like the world was ending.
Yeah, I would...
Because I couldn't
same.
Find any
yeah.
that would... So they have to do a couple things. They have to look okay on my face.
Yeah.
They have to be able to be flipped up...
On your head.
On my head without falling off.
Yeah, I gave up on that.
And they can't have those little things
oh,
that
yeah,
catch
they get stuck
in
your
hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nose bridge.
Nose bridge.
No nose bridge.
I like to put mine right.
But for me, the nose bridge usually helps because I have such a, like, my eyelashes are so long that I'm always
uh-huh.
up in the
Oh, yeah.
Sunlight, like,
glasses
are
too close
to
the plastic. Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay. They showed up back at my house.
Good, good. So sunglasses are really worth finding.
Investing in.
Yes. I just broke my favorite ones.
What?
I thought I might solder it.
Desperate.
You but really, never know.
It's a good time for me to start
yeah.
a new
yes.
trend.
Which, that's the fun part, right? Once you find something you love and you hold on to, and then you don't have to think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Wayfarer girl.
Okay.
Kind of a classic
yes,
Wayfarer.
Yeah. Zing, zing.
Kind of like I'm a loafer wearer.
Oh, I love that.
Wearer. Yeah. But you know what I want to try?
What?
Back in the day, I used to love me an aviator.
All right.
So I think I
might, can see it.
I might test that out. See how it goes.
It's a good shape.
Ding, 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 ding.
So that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kate? Sunglasses are your accessory.
Yeah, they're as much a necessity as an accessory, really.
Mm-hmm.
Others? Are you an accessory girl?
No.
Mm-mm.
I my biggest accessory thing was that I purchased a new purse that is very a handbag purse that's very different from anything I've ever owned. And it was partly because I couldn't find an exact replica of the one that I had that was worn out. So it kind of forced me out of my comfort mm-hmm. zone. I'm very pleased with it.
What's important in your bag?
It needs to stand up on its own.
Oh, Mary likes that.
Can't be flopping over. Can't be, you know,
you're
everything.
Like a base.
Just, I need it to plop, but be upright.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a over-the-shoulder and a crossbody option,
mm-hmm.
depending on the sitch, that I can just quick mm-hmm. grab it, or I can use it like one or the other,
mm-hmm.
crossbody.
Mm-hmm.
And if my handbag is too large, it accumulates
mm-hmm.
random objects.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it has to be a moderate to medium
mm-hmm.
size.
Mm-hmm.
Not small, but
yeah. Dig.
Yeah. So I did. I went for, I mean, it's a good classic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nice lines.
Color.
I went
blue.
With a different color.
Kind of a tealy
color
blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dark
eyes,
tealy.
Good neutral for you.
And it has a it doesn't zip on the top, which was maybe going to be something I hated about it, but it has these little clasps, so the top does stay mostly closed.
Tight.
Like, if I'm wandering around, I don't want to just have it
right
flapping,
hanging open.
What I love is that you know what you were looking for and you stayed focused.
And I couldn't find it. I've always purchased
me.
My bags at Fossil.
Oh.
Forever
uh-huh.
and always. My computer bag matched my purse, matched my wallet, all of it matched.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're magical.
Oh, yeah. That's a
just
thing.
A camel color, very basic.
Which is also your hair color.
Right.
Neutral.
So, but then I thought that the color that I ended up with accented it nicely.
Yeah.
So it goes with it, but
yeah.
it's not the same?
Yeah. Like your eyes.
Right. Hey, look at that.
Good.
There it is.
Accidental.
See? Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Thought processing prior to pulling
didn't
the
just go
yep,
to
it's
the
about
mall
an intention.
Say, well, I guess
yes.
I'll just mm-hmm. handle this purse for the next. Well, and for me, a purse is an investment. I don't have multiple purses. I don't like to switch my stuff from purse to purse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be the one size fits all
yeah.
investment.
Yeah.
This is going to be my thing for the next several years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So,
yes. Like a car.
So you got to think it through.
You do. Intention.
But then you can spend a little more. That's what I found.
Yeah.
You can spend a little more to get what you really want if you're going to,
totally.
If it's going to be something that lasts and
right.
you hang on to it and it feels right for every situation.
That's the way to shop, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
the way to shop. Buy, spend as much as you can afford on those items that are that important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's true.
So here we are at nearing the end of July already.
Can you believe you're saying that?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Makes me
and
sad.
We're heading into what we call midsummer. So we're not going back to school, don't worry.
Yeah, don't rush that, right? Sit in that stuff.
So I think it's a perfect time to evaluate what has been worn in your closet.
Yep.
Ooh, good call.
This is, have you worn it? Are you going to wear it? Because you're as thin or as plump as you're going to be.
Right. And dig into those corners, too. I found a few things that hadn't made it out into the sun yet, and it was like, oh, what a fun surprise.
Cute.
To dig out a few things that you thought, oh, I forgot I had this.
Yeah.
Now it's perfect.
We did out, baby.
Good. We might need to do a closet at your house.
We might.
Wouldn't that be fun for our next podcast?
Let's do it.
Okay. You're so brave.
It's
so
brave.
Much fun, Kate.
I am excited.
Will you take pictures, Amanda?
Yeah, and I'll be the one giggling in the background. Sure, it's going to be delightful. Yes, of course.
Hot on location.
Stay tuned.
All right. Thank you for joining us for The Nature of Beauty. I'm Kate.
I'm Mary.
And we'll see you next time.